That's right, coming to you from deep underground in the conservative bunker of free thought. America taking back America right now. Savage.
Savage.
I used to actually work on that show. That's not true. I worked with the guys who worked on that show. That was one I didn't personally work on, but I sat in with them, and I could tell you funny stories. 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Matt Coughlin is the airport director for the Pensacola International Airport. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
You happy? We played your music?
Oh, that's awesome.
I had Steve Miller queued up.
But. No way. An old pilot guy likes metal. That's amazing. Never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Hey, first things first, let's just want to address this. Last night, the big red sky, you didn't make that happen, right? That's not your fault? Nothing to connect to the airport, right?
No, it had nothing to do with us, but it was pretty beautiful, huh?
I bet you had amazing shots from that last night. Yeah, no, that was great. Let's talk about the parking. The mayor announced it yesterday. It's open as of this morning, right? The tip-in lot with 345 spaces or something?
Yeah, it's 434.
Oh, my numbers are wrong. Sorry.
So, yeah, I drove by it this morning. There's not a car in there, which is good.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, just like everything over here, it can change in a heartbeat. So I think as we go into next week, we'll be probably filling it up. So, but, you know, it was a quick project that we did. We partnered with FDOT, which my hat's off to them because it was a $4.5 million project, and they kicked in half, which helped out a huge amount. And then also I want to thank, internal to the city, Amy Tootle and Brad Highnote over there. They actually did the design for it. Mm. So they whipped up the design. We went out to C.W. Roberts. They constructed it. We incentivized it to get it done before the holidays. So here we are. It's up and running, and it's state-of-the-art, and we're happy to have it. We need it.
I remember the mayor saying, you know, we probably wouldn't start it if we couldn't get it done by the holidays, and I think all of us were like, let's hope, because at least we had the grassy knoll before, and now we've got the asphalt knoll. I don't know if you say that, but we've now got and it's what, $2 an hour, $9 maximum for a day and a shuttle? Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. So,
and charging stations. Well, you got 12, is that right, charging stations?
14.
14,
and,
okay.
And that's good, too, because there's really no requirement for that. But, you know, just with the amount of electric vehicles out there, we like to have that service, too. So,
you know, one of the things the mayor said yesterday is, and I talked about this earlier on the show, and he said that, what did he say, that it was up cargo traffic. And we know that people are always up. Like, we're more people all the time, always expanding. That's why we're working on that new terminal. But he made the comment that cargo freight was actually up. And I think he said a number, it was 135%, and I assume he meant 35%. It's not up 100. It's not like 2.5 times normal, is it?
It is, and that's a month-to-month snapshot from the same month last year. But what I've noticed over the last several months, cargo is pretty much flatline coming out of the pandemic. But over the last few months, it's increased, and it keeps increasing. So the year prior, we were actually negative, 1 or 2% for the whole year. But this last year, we just broke out above that. And then looking at the last few months, it's really kicking up. So we're going to dig a little deeper. UPS is our mainline cargo carrier here. So I don't know if something's going on with them, but we're going to check it out. But
okay.
That's all good news.
That's revenue.
Get revenue from
that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good for the airport.
Now, do they, I don't even know how this works. Does that mean more flights coming in, more like weight on the flights? How do we make our money from them? Like, I just don't even know any of that stuff.
Basically, we get we'll get revenue from basically the weight coming in. And then additionally, we also get revenue from the facilities they use, their ramp area, the buildings they use. We get rent for that. So that's where we get our income from that.
Okay, so that really is a lot of extra revenue for us. I mean, yeah, I'm just curious.
Sure,
if they're at double or more than double, like, what does that mean dollars-wise? I mean, is that $1 million? Is that $5 million? Is that $200,000? Like, I don't even know. Ballpark. like what that means.
It's not that. I mean, it's not that much, but it does play into the portfolio. It's under $1 million for sure, but they all add up, you know.
Right.
Same with the airlines. You know, it all adds up and ends up in the whole bucket of revenue here.
We're talking to Matt Coughlin. He is the airport director for the Pensacola International Airport. Matt, hang on for just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, there's a couple areas of town we are looking at right now. This is going to be I-10 eastbound over the Escambia Bay. We have a ladder. It's an aluminum ladder way off in the right lane. Shouldn't cause any problems. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, we still have some slowdown from an earlier accident. North 9th Avenue and East Olive Road, we have a crash with roadblock there. And in Pace, westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know about it. 437-1620, this traffic report brought to you by the Watson Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Matt Coughlin, the airport director. Parking, I assume we're going to have the Devil's Triangle grass lot open for the holidays as needed with a shuttle. I figure again.
That'll be as needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can open that in a heartbeat. So okay. That's not, you know, no problem opening that should we need it.
And where are we at right now in terms of the new terminal? Still early phases, but we've got more money recently, right?
We did. We just got some more. We received about $4 million from the federal government, FAA, through their airport terminal program. We have one more year or one more stab at that money next year, which the good news is they've turned the faucet on. So that's going to bode well for us next year with more money. But basically where we're at with the program is we're in design currently. We expect to be at least 30% by March, April, and we expect to put a shovel in the ground starting next July.
Oh, that's
so
okay.
Yeah, so the project's kind of split up into two, and we're going to focus first on the security checkpoint and then in the baggage handling system. A lot of work needs to be done on that part of the current terminal. We have to build a second floor to build access to the new concourse, which is as you come into the airport, it's going to be on the right side there. And that'll be the second phase, basically, of the project. But we got to start right in the middle there, right where the checkpoint is, and expand that out first.
How is the, I call it the Get Smart Hall of Permission. How is the exit lane working? I loved it when I used it. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's the throughput on that thing's amazing. So we'll never exceed that throughput. And we do have the options with it being shrunk down now. We can actually add another one, no problem. They're very small, and you've seen them. You just walk right through them. Very effective. You cannot turn around in those things and try to get back into the sterile area.
Yeah, it's super effective.
It's just, they're great tools, yeah. So we're glad to have those on board.
Spirit Airlines has, what, declared bankruptcy, but they still operate with us. Are they all paid up? Is that affecting anything that would matter to us?
No impact at all right now. So when we look at them, you know, we go through our air service development contractors or whatever and get the science behind it, the business science and whatnot, but they're all paid up. They're doing very well here. If you look at all their markets, Pensacola is actually one of their probably top third based on percentage. So today, not worried about it. You know, that can change, obviously, as time goes on, but they're a valued partner here, and we're happy to have them.
Hey, I got a question here from a listener. Says, did you put in any pervious surface when you built the new parking lot, because that area gets rainfall and flooding, you know, downstream kind of from there, or is it just, you know, asphalt or whatever? Did you guys do anything like that?
Great question. We have a stormwater facility there. We don't have impervious, but we, as part of the design, we obviously designed. And when I drove by yesterday with the rains, I actually took a look at it. It was running off right into the little stormwater. As you drive by, you'll see a little stormwater pond right there, and that was built with that in mind.
Oh, okay, great. No, yesterday would have been a great test case, so if it worked well yesterday, it'll always work well under reasonable circumstances. Last thing, I know you guys are always doing all kinds of work inside the fence, taxiways, runways, very expensive work to keep those things in proper shape, especially if you're landing heavier planes all the time with the or at least more planes with the cargo. How is the ongoing maintenance and, you know, just upkeep of the facility going?
It's going well. We have a lot of projects ahead of us. Our east-west runway, we're going to completely rehabilitate. That's in design right now, and we should be doing that here in the coming year. That runway will actually be closed for a while. That's a $20 million project, just that one project. So, I mean, if you think about it, everything that happens in inside the fence is drastically more expensive, a lot more work, a lot more planning and design behind it. We have, if you're over on May Garden Road right now, you'll see it. We're building a new general aviation ramp over there next to the Customs and Border Protection. That's being built right now. So there's always, like you said, a lot of upkeep on the airfield, taxiways. That's a lot of concrete and asphalt out there, and it has to be maintained. There's a lot of electrical systems, airfield systems. So, you know, most of our stuff that gets the attention is the public facing, but there's a whole host of stuff taking place inside the fence line.
And just to, that $20 million, I assume, is not just out of pocket for the city of Pensacola. We got grants, federal money, state money, I assume, for all that, right?
Yeah, that's a vast majority, exactly. And Perfect. Then, you know, we'll do matching funds, which are a small percentage of that.
Very good. Matt Coughlin, he is the director of the Pensacola International Airport, sometimes intergalactic. Matt, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate talking to you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew. You have a great day.